Now listen to part of a talk in a botany class.
Today I'll be talking about how plants adapt to various environments, and specifically, how one plant, the saguaro cactus, has adapted to life in the desert. Plants that live in the desert must adapt to the harsh conditions in the desert to survive. Today we're going to look at one example of a plant that thrives in the desert, the saguaro cactus. What we want to understand is how the saguaro cactus manages to survive in spite of the harsh conditions in the desert. We'll be looking at three ways that this type of cactus has adapted to harsh desert conditions. The first way that the saguaro cactus has adapted is its root structure. The roots of a saguaro cactus are very shallow. In fact, the roots extend only a few inches into the soil. The roots also extend over a wide area. With this type of root structure, the saguaro cactus is able to absorb a maximum amount of water when it rains. A second way that the saguaro cactus has adapted to life in the desert is through slowed growth. A 30-year-old saguaro cactus is only a few feet tall, and it takes a saguaro cactus about 2 centuries to reach its full height of 50 feet. Because of this slow rate of growth, the saguaro cactus requires less food and water to survive. Now I'd like to discuss a third way that the saguaro cactus has adapted to harsh desert conditions. The third way that the saguaro cactus has adapted to life in the desert is through its ability to expand its structure to hold water. During dry weather, the inner spongy tissue shrinks because the amount of water in the tissue is very low. Immediately after a very heavy and prolonged rainfall, the inner sponge-like material expands because it has absorbed so much water. This ability to absorb so much water helps the saguaro cactus to endure during long, dry periods in the desert.